sitting on 2/10 of a watt on an old Radio Shack HTX 200 handy talkie. Over.
A little scratchy, but I can hear you. How'd your antenna survive?
Well, my Carolina Wyndham, which is 265 feet, survived. The Superloop, I lost one end of it, and should be easily repairable, John. Over.
Any more damage at your place?
Negative. No need for damage control. Mostly a lot of leaves and small limbs. We had 42-mile-an-hour gusts, according to this weather station, John.
I lost a large limb out of one tree, and looks like it almost took the top off of another, but it was way in the back, so it didn't hit anything. I got a lot of sticks to pick up, too.
I got on the net last night for Jerry and U.S., and about 8:30 I called you just for the heck of it and didn't hear it return, but well, this tickles me to death. I haven't turned this radio on in about 10 years. A good friend of mine up in Kansas gave me this little bitty thing. It must not be over 3 inches high and 2 inches wide.
A little scratch in the background, but it sounds pretty good from where you're at.
Well, I can attribute that to the Bofang antenna that I bought. It had an SMA connector on it, and I had lost the antenna. So I got on Amazon, and sure enough, they had two of them for $9.99. So I blame it on the tuna product.
I assume you've got power where you're at.
Negative. No joy on the power. We've been on generator since 7:42 this morning.
We've got power here. Lights flickered two or three times earlier today, but it seems to be holding steady, so we got lucky.
I think it said 62,000 in Greenville County that was out of power, so you're very blessed. We're very blessed to have a Generac. Never had that in our lives, and we're really thankful for it, thanks to my good friend that come up and overseen the installation of it. He doesn't do that anymore, but, boy, I'll tell you, I owe him forever.
Roger that. Well, if this keeps happening, I suspect that sales of those things might just go up a little.
Yeah, this one's 22 kilowatt. They make an air-cooled 24 now. If you ever think you might ever want to get one, they're about the most user-friendly one in the world. I put one in, a 16 kW, for my brother-in-law back in Kansas, way out in the sticks on a farm. And it required considerably more work than these whole house ones do now. There's a company called Power Equipment Direct, and I highly recommend them. In fact, I had a... Ooh, there goes the Hollies, noisemakers. I had a friend that... they're going up the hill now, as you can tell. I had a friend that works for one of the big heating and cooling places here tell me that I bought this one for just about what they give for them as a wholesaler.
Sounds like you got a deal there. I keep getting text messages from Duke Power about the widespread power outages, and if I'm out of power, call such and such. And it's like, well, you know, I've got power here. I know there's a lot of places around me that don't, but we got it here.
Yeah, a lot of times it blows those porcelain fused disconnects at the top of the poles. They're sitting there on the high voltage line, and there's a fuse in them, and then down below an MOV usually. But that's usually the weak point in it, and it's kind of a cat whisker looking thing, and they have to replace that fuse. Hopefully that's all they have to replace. I watched them do that the last time here. I got a 20-foot hot stick for 100,000 volts, but this guy had a hot stick that from the ground he could reach up to the top of that pole And I'd say that's 13.8 kV up there. And it shoved that disconnect in. With the load on it, that's a pretty good sight at times.
Well, I suppose that's safer than climbing up there.
Yeah, usually they'd go up in a bucket. I think they have limitations as to the amount of wind that they'll even get off the ground.
I certainly understand that. I wouldn't want to go up in a bucket or climb a pole in that kind of wind.
This is N0TR, portable. I used to have to take a hot stick and open up 13.8 kV on our... There were 750 kVA transformers that powered our plant, and they had recycled the oil in it because it had PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls, and they recirculated it till it got it down below, I think, 50 parts per million. That always made me nervous because the working distance was 4 feet.
That's just a little bit close.
Short hot stick. Oh, well, you'd only make one mistake, John.
Well, this is true. One would be sufficient.
I guess I should be thankful. I got all my fingers and toes and everything. Almost every person I ever worked with that worked industry, and 99% of what I'd done was 483 phase, had been burnt, and God help them, I'm telling you, that stuff is bad news bearers when it flashes over or goes to ground. You don't want to be around it.
Do that. Well, if you and yours is okay, then I'll back on out of here. I just heard you on there and thought I'd see how you're doing.
Thanks a million, John. I really appreciate it. I tried this inside. I need to get a little isopropyl alcohol and clean the little buttons on it and that. And I don't know what I'm going to do with this thing. Probably give it away eventually, but it's kind of precious that my buddy gave it to me. We used to hunt and fish together up in Kansas. Jerry Jones. Back then, this little thing was like $179, which was a lot of money. But he knew I was a ham, and just out of the blue, he handed it to me one day. Take care, John. Good hearing, my friend, and we'll see you down the line. Glad everything's okay. KJ4RJN, if I got that right, John. It's N0TR, 73.
Roger that, Tom. You take care of yourself. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Correction, KN4RJN, 73, John. By the way, John, I'm noticing the clouds in that front moved through out here. It's blowing from the northwest now, so we're blessed. Right thing down.
Yeah, they only 70-something degrees out there. They're talking about possible tornadoes a little later on.
Kansas.
You keep an eye on the sky. We'll talk at you later. KM4RJN clear.